Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Like Muhammad. I am Javed Akbari, and we are going to talk about Allama Tabatabai's Sunan al-Nabi. This is, of course, a book written by Allama Tabatabai, who is one of the great scholars. And Sunan al-Nabi is about the narrations of the Prophet and conducts and customs of the noble Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family. The Quran is the book of guidance. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. In the religion of Islam, most of the actions and deeds, especially the acts of worship, are accompanied by some etiquette and special manners. In Majma'ul Bayan, under the commentary of Surah Al-Ikhlas, Majma'ul Bayan is one of the Shi'ite books. It is all about tafsir, about the exegesis of the Holy Quran. It has been reported that the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would stop at the end of every ayah of this verse when he recited قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ اللَّهُ السَّمَدْ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He would stop. He would think, he would contemplate, and he would ponder over each verse of this Surah Al-Ikhlas. Okay. Now this shows that it is important, according to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to not make haste while reciting the Holy Quran. Now again, in Ad-Dur al-Manthur, written by As-Suyuti, one of the Sunni scholars, there is a report from Aisha, who said, I would wake up with the Prophet at night, and of course he would recite from Surah Al-Baqarah and Surah Al-Imran and Surah An-Nisa. And when he came to an ayah that gave glad tidings to the believers, he would supplicate and hope. And when he came to an ayah that threatened the disbelievers, he would supplicate and seek refuge. This shows the manner that which we should follow while reciting the Quran, the manner, the etiquette of reciting the Holy Quran. And then there is another report from Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, that he said that whoever recites Surah At-Talaq and Surah At-Tahrim in his obligatory prayers will be protected by Allah from being among those who are afraid and dejected on the day of judgment. He will be protected from hellfire, and Allah will put him in paradise because of his recitation of these two surahs, Surah At-Talaq and Surah At-Tahrim. So this shows how significant these two surahs are, Surah At-Talaq and Surah At-Tahrim. And he will be protected. One of the results and the aftermath of reciting the Quran, these two surahs, is that he will not be dejected on the day of judgment. And he will be protected from hellfire. And Allah will put him in paradise because of the recitation of these two verses, and also because of his acting upon them. This is one of the reports. And also in Tafsir al-Mizan from Ad-Dur al-Manthur, it has been reported from Ibn Abbas that when the Quran was revealed to the Holy Prophet would make haste in reciting it in order to preserve it, okay, in order to memorize it, okay. But all of a sudden, an ayah was revealed to the Prophet. The ayah advised the Prophet not to make haste. لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به. Okay. Now, this verse was revealed to the Prophet to tell him not to make haste. Recite it in slow pace. Recite it slowly. And it's not good to make haste. But of course, the Prophet made haste in order to make sure that he memorized those verses and he learned those verses by heart. Because there was another verse going to be revealed to the Prophet, and he had to memorize those verses, he had to learn those verses by heart, and then dictate those verses to the scribes so that they could jot those verses down.
You are my one true love, taught me to never judge. Now all I want is to be with you.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mustafa, ala Habibika Nabika Mustafa.
In any case, or anyways, this verse of the Quran actually directed to the Prophet, peace be upon him, advises him not to make haste in reciting the Quran, and no matter what may be the purpose, okay? Also, after this verse, whenever Jibreel came to the Holy Prophet, he would remain silent and listen. And when he had gone, the Prophet would recite the ayah as he had been revealed to him by Allah. All of the verses, not only some of the verses, of course, all the Holy Quran was first revealed to the Holy Prophet. And it was revealed through Jibreel. He would recite it to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and the Holy Prophet would memorize it and would learn the verses of the Holy Quran by heart. And then after the Jibreel went away, then the Holy Prophet would read the verses again, would practice those verses again, so as to maintain them, so as to preserve them and keep learn them by heart. There's also another report in Tafsir al-Qummi, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, would sit in his room and recite the Holy Quran. Now, this is the last report you can find in Sunan al-Nabi, written by Allama Tabatabai. May Allah bless his soul. This report, which is in Tafsir al-Qummi, and also this report as you can read it also in the same book, Sunan al-Nabi, suggests that while reciting the Holy Quran, we should seclude ourselves, sit in a room, in a private room, which is calm and quiet, and engage in reciting the Holy Quran. Because when you recite the Holy Quran in a crowded place where there is hue and cry, when there is noise, you will not be able to focus on the Holy Quran. You will not be able to concentrate. Concentration is a key element in understanding the Holy Quran and also learning it by heart, and also comprehending the Holy Quran. Comprehension, okay, is very much crucial. Let me conclude it that the Quran is a book of guidance. It is a book that ensures and guarantees one's salvation, prosperity, and happiness. If it is understood properly and if it is acted upon, as long as you act upon the Holy Quran and understand it and act according to your understanding, of course, then you're not to blame. But if you just read it without understanding, there is less reward, there is less, of course, benefit than when you understand it and act upon it. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah. رسول الله رسول الله